AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video of himself and his senior aides in Kyiv to reassure the nation. Russian troops are closing in on the capital. In the video Zelensky recorded in the street outside the presidential office, he said he and his top officials are staying in Kyiv. A Russian takeover of the city could happen soon. The Kremlin accepted Kyiv's offer to hold talks, but it appears to be an effort to squeeze concessions out of Ukraine's embattled president. Meantime, Ukrainians have gotten out of the country. This woman, Natalia, is in Poland.
Я переконана, що Україна переможе.
She says, I am sure that Ukraine will keep its way because the truth is on our side. And maybe our land is under attack. Maybe our land is not very strong, but we will go crazy. For sure, it is a big trauma. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says protection is arriving for eastern border countries.
We are deploying elements of the NATO response force on land, at sea, and in the air.
Ukraine is not a NATO country. The European Union has agreed to freeze the assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Stocks remain higher in midday trading on Wall Street. President Biden is about to name Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Jackson once served as a clerk for Justice Stephen Breyer and is now in line to replace him. The president will introduce Jackson this afternoon, 2 years to the day after promising to nominate the court's first black female justice. The 51-year-old Jackson now serves on a federal appeals court here in Washington.
In California, a sailor accused of starting a fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard will face a court-martial for arson, according to charges filed today. A New York man has been convicted of making deadly threats to a U.S. senator and two Fox News personalities. This is AP News. Elections officials are being told to watch for breaches.
The midterm elections are still months away, but a handful of states are already investigating whether local elections officials ordered or assisted in security breaches at their own offices. There's a case in Mesa County, Colorado. Republican clerk Tina Peters is accused of copying a hard drive, and then the data showed up at an online conservative symposium.
I didn't go in to try to address some conspiracy theory.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says she's worried about political activists running for local election positions because they believe President Trump's claims that his election was stolen.
Putting them in positions of authority over elections is akin to putting arsonists in charge of a fire department.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Baseball contract talks continue. If there is no deal to end a lockout by Monday, the regular season will not start on time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.